fly wing, kind of like.
Well, it's got two long wings like yeah. that. Transparent wings. You can look through them, a couple inches long.
I've forgotten what the title of that is.
Called dragonfly. Do you know what a dragonfly is?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, well, that's what I was getting at. You have any other terms for dragonfly? What else might you call a dragonfly?
Well, of course, a horsefly stays on the lake a lot of time.
Okay.
With the horses.
Horsefly stays in the barn, too, a lot of the horses. Yeah. But a dragonfly would just stay around the edge
Catches
of the water.
Mosquitoes and yeah. so forth.
And flies and whatever. Okay. Do you have any other terms for a dragonfly?
Not that I know, I can't recall.
Like snake doctor?
Yeah, snake doctor. That's what you call the other thing. Snake doctor catches mosquitoes.
Okay, that's the same thing as a dragonfly?
Yeah, that's the
okay.
snake doctor.
Okay, what about the term mosquito hawk? Did you ever use that? Okay, just use snake doctor? Okay. Okay, what do you call the stinging? What kind of stinging insects do you know?
What kind of what?
Stinging insects.
The bee?
Yeah, what else?
A fly can sting you sometimes. A mosquito can sting you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of kinds of flies can sting you.
But there's some that are a lot more vicious than that. More vicious than a bee. What else can sting?
Wasp.
Yeah.
Wasp is bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you can get it much worse than a wasp.
What about hornets?
Hornets is bad.
Yeah.
The old first cousin.
Yeah. What about yellow jackets?
Yellow jackets will fix you too.
What's the difference between yellow jackets and wasps? Is there a difference?
It's just color, I imagine, so I don't think, and speed and flying.
Okay. What kind of homes do they have? What kind of homes do wasps have?
A wasp lives in a tree in a cone like a bee. They have a hive. When it's just kind of a hive in the mud or something in the an outhouse somewhere, you see them.
Mm-hmm. But
a lot of them built out of mud, like a mud dauber.
Is that what's a mud dauber?
He in the wintertime, he'll get a lot of wet mud and patch it up and clean it in there for the winter.
Uh-huh.
Called a mud dauber.
Mm-hmm. Is that a kind of wasp?
Yeah, it's kind of a wasp. And the wasp lives in them too.
Okay. I've often
they hibernate
wondered,
for the winter.
Mm-hmm. I've often wondered how they could keep from freezing for the winter. Okay, what do you call the small insects that very, very small? They can burrow into your skin and cause you to scratch, cause itching. You can catch them in the woods, like if you walk through the woods and you can just brush up against plants.
Chinches?
Excuse me?
Not chinches. Chinch.
What's a chinch?
A chinch is a very small item. It'll get on your skin or in the hair,
mm-hmm.
and you can't hardly get it out unless you wash it out.
Does it make you itch?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about the term chigger?
Chigger is the same thing.
That's the same thing? And what about red bugs? Is that the same thing?
No, a little bit different.
A little bit different? Okay. Okay, what's the kind of insect? Sometimes it's green, sometimes it's brown. It likes to hop around in the grass in the summer.
Grasshopper?
Okay. Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
No, sir.
You ever heard them called that? Okay. What's a small kind of fish that's used for bait?